grief. It has found a permanent place in my life now. It arrives as a tsunami, leaving me incapable of breath, underwater for months and years, and then adrift. My son shockingly died a few years ago. He was my guy. When he was home, he'd take my hand and walk me up to our barn. We loved each other. I don't know how you get through something like this. Grief. I sat on my gray chair in front of the fireplace for a month. I didn't want to be outside. Friends would say, "Let's go for a walk. You need fresh air." I would finally give in, but it was frightening to me. I would go as far as the copse of trees at the corner of the driveway and turn around. I needed to be back in the confines of my kitchen. I felt solace in small, controlled places. The outdoors felt too vast. An open field left me apoplectic. I couldn't go out to stores. They seemed, self-indulgent, wrong, noisy. Sweet people wandered through the house, some with a moment of advice that trickled through to me, others not. My friend came to make me soup, chicken soup. I can still see her there amidst the steam in a gray striped apron. She was just there. I don't know if she said anything. Friends brought us Christmas dinner. They sat with us, not seeming to mind the silence, the lack of conversation. I ate soup. I spent time alone, sometimes with people in the background, which afforded comfort and safety. I read books, usually by Buddhist authors. They seemed to navigate the complexity of this. They seemed to, understand. At night, I read a journal of daily thoughts on grief and held on to a silk purple heart filled with lavender that a friend had given me. I don't know how you get through something like this. I know it will continue. When the tsunami subsides, a storm will follow. Your dog will become too old. Your friend too sick. Your nephew too daring. Life is learning to live with loss. I know this, but I will never be able to understand the lesson.